As always, we start with the apologies. We have received an apology from the minister. She has been booked off sick, I think, for the whole week this week. So she won't be able to come. We were with the deputy minister in the morning. I suppose she's still going to come. She will find time to come, but she's out. And those are the only apologies that we've received. Is not feeling well, sick. She won't be coming today. And Honorable Khanega will join us a bit later. So those are the only apologies we've received. Welcome, Honorable Keka. Welcome back to Parliament. We're wondering taking a bit longer, but we're happy that you're back. So let's start. Today we are going to deal only with two issues. We are going to reconsider the report of the portfolio committee on the donation of high value species to certain individuals in the Northwest Province. Honorable member will remember that we finalized this report last day already. We submitted it to the House. It was 80 seats and it lapsed last year. This year it was revived. And in the process of being revived, it was returned back to the committee. And I'll explain why it was returned back to the committee. The second issue that we'll deal with is the bill that we are supposed to be processing, the NEMLA bill. National Environmental Management Loss Amendment Bill. So we have confirmation of about three stakeholders who are going to be making input on the bill today. Then tomorrow there is another list of stakeholders who have confirmed. I'm told that others are not able to come, so we will decide how then to treat those other stakeholders who have made written submissions but are not able to come here. It does look like we haven't received a lot of input as we have anticipated. But nevertheless, we have to process those that we've received so that we can be able to finalize this bill as soon as possible. So yeah, today and tomorrow we're going to have the public hearings on the bill. Now, the issue of donation of high value species by the Department of Rural Development and Agricultural Development in the Northwest, the report that has been ATC approved by the committee has been distributed to the members. Now, let me just explain what happened. After the committee approved this report, we sent it for approval by the House because some of the recommendations that are here require the House approval. It lapsed and then it was revived this year. And in the process of revision, we got advice from the leadership of Parliament that it will be more appropriate if we include the involvement of the NCOP in the implementation of the recommendation, particularly those recommendations that will require that we must follow up and we must monitor their implementation as Parliament. Because the NCOP deals directly with the provinces, the advice is that we needed to include a recommendation in the report that make sure that it includes the NCOP in the process of monitoring the implementation of the resolution. So I spoke to the chair of the select committee in the NCOP, select committee on land and mineral resources, Honorable Sifa, and we agreed that we are going to have a joint sitting of the Portfolio Committee on Environmental Affairs as well as the Select Committee in the National Assembly. We were supposed to have a joint sitting today. So it was agreed to. But then this morning we got feedback that we can go ahead and finalize it and include that recommendation in the report. And then later on we can then communicate to the chairperson of the NCOP what our recommendations are and what will be the involvement of the NCOP. So basically they are saying we can proceed and include that. They've got no objection to that. And we can just communicate with them. So it's just as simple, that's why we've given it about an hour between ourselves and the NCOP, because we think that the main content and body of the report still remains intact. What we needed to do was just NCOP involvement. Now I know that there's been some reporting, I was listening to the radio this morning. The comment which seeks to, which generally confuses this report with the current developments around donation. Some donation that was made, which was reported over the weekend. Now ours is the process which we started, I think, in October. In 2016, in October 2016, when we picked up that there was a donation of this high value species, the buffaloes, the nyalas, and all the other animals which were donated by the department to some private individuals. So we then initiated that process of trying to find out exactly what was the issue. Remember, members, we saw the report from the Portfolio Committee in the legislature. We did not get that report, and then we then invited the MEC. We had two sessions with the MEC. Initially, there was a bit of reluctance, but ultimately she came together with the team. We went through all the issues, made a presentation, and subsequent to that, after those two engagements, we then had a discussion with the scientists. We invited the scientists here, and they gave us their presentation. We interacted with it. We then invited them to make a written submission, confirming writing what they told us. They did that, and then later on, we then dealt with our report. It took time because of the nature of the report as it is to finalize. So we finalized, we've got our observation, we've got our recommendations and the portfolio committee. So basically at the crux of what we are recommending to be adopted by the House is that the whole transaction has to be reversed because the donation was not done in line with the requirements of the PFMA, and therefore we want Parliament to direct the department and the relevant authorities there to reverse this donation with immediate effect. And we're also recommending that because there is prima facie evidence of the anomalies that took place and the possible violation of the PFMA, the Auditor General and the National Treasury must take the necessary step to investigate this donation for possible financial irregularities, which investigation may result in a finding that the cost of the reversal must be recovered from the persons involved, which is the MEC or the accounting office or both. And the relevant entity that might have been involved. And we're also requesting the AG and National Treasury to report back to us within the next 3 months. And we're also recommending that the department must finalize the game donation policy that we were briefed by the TDG and showed that there's a draft game donation policy that has been considered by the department and said that it must be finalized in the next 3 months. We're also saying that the legal services must give us an opinion within the next 30 days on the steps that must be taken against individuals, because there is evidence that the committee was misled regarding the donation, especially in relation to the game donation policy, because we were told that it was done in relation to the valid game donation policy, and it later transpired that there was no such a policy. And then we are saying that the committee must seek further guidance in terms of referring this matter to the relevant law enforcement authority. So basically that was our recommendation, and what we are seeking now today from this committee is to include the possible involvement of the COP as one of the House of Parliament that is also tasked with the dealing with issues that relate to the provinces. So I'm going to open up to members to get their views and opinions. I'm not expecting this discussion to be long. We don't have to regurgitate what's there in the report or what we discussed before. So the report is open. You are welcome, Honorable Khaled. I see you attempted to raise your hand as you're walking in. Okay, Honorable Khaled, Honorable Liang, Honorable Kuvel, and the last one.
Thank you, Chair. This is dragged on a while, and obviously we all want finality on this, but if you could just give us clarity on the role the NCOP is going to play in this process. I'm not quite sure on that. This report goes there, do they stamp it, can they change it, do they implement it? Can you just explain to us the role that they play and the timing?
Well, our discussion is that we must include the role of NCOP in the monitoring of the implementation of the resolutions that are in the report. So that involves following up on the extent to which they are implementing custom reports, and working together with ourselves. So we'll still be involved, because some of the issues that we are commenting here, the AG, National Treasurer, reporting back in 30 days, will report to us. But in as far as the actual reversal of the transaction, as we are directing, the NCOP will have to be involved in making sure that we make follow-ups, and that the relevant authorities may implement this. So from where I'm sitting, I think it's a measure to make sure that everything else is tight enough. We don't leave anything out to chance. So the NCOP will not have changed the recommendation because, or the report, because there's no process the issue. It was processed by us and it belongs to us. Honorable Rian.
Yeah, no, thanks, Jefferson. Seemingly, Chair, here, you have a dilly-dallying approach by the department to implement the resolution. By the look of things, it's not that they are in the dark, that someone did actually go wayward in terms of the policy. Because they make references to old game policy, and on the other side they try to justify their actions, of which you can see that actually something went wrong. So over and above the involvement of the audience, I would suggest that we go out of our own way as a portfolio committee and make in local inspection. We see ourselves as where these animals are in condition that they are in now, considering the fact that it has long been agreed by the committee that certain actions be taken for the reversal of that must be undertaken by the department. But seemingly there is no cooperation around that. So that is my suggestion, Chair. And also, to look at other options to take with the authorities governing the management of animals in that area. Because there might be criminal elements involved in this world.
Okay, thank you very much. Rose Mokuer.
Well, sir, the input and the honorable have rendered has made me think about that. Probably, or maybe we see something that is not there. But I don't think that's what you say. Well, I agree with this proposal. That's we need to know whether what we're missing doesn't agree with them. But what I wanted to say, for me, the guidance or advice that the mental health achieved on our omission of inclusion of the NCOP is in order. So all we need to do now that we have included their rules as element in tourism, and they in particular deal with province, we must have them pass it as is, and then call them to partake in whatever role in the implementation of our conditions.
Okay.